Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist Encores with me, Damon Cox, and for the second week in a row. This time, we're going to focus on organists' compositions. Now, back in the heyday of broadcasting organists, there was a huge amount of self-written music, with the fact that every time the tune was played either by themselves or a fellow organist or an orchestra or a small band, etc., they would get a royalty. In any case, on this show, the composer is the one playing, well, with one slight exception. We'll dive into the back catalogue from the heyday shortly, but I thought I'd start the show with some more recent compositions. First up, a march called Our Squadron Leader, which was written as a tribute to Reginald Dixon because of his time in the RAF. It was written by Nigel Ogden, and it's being played by him on the Stockport Town Hall Wurlitzer. Rousing start to this show, and Nigel Ogden at the helm of the Public Swan Wurlitzer in Stockport Town Hall. Now, it's hardly surprising that when you'd spend most days playing for dancing in the Tower Ballroom, Blackpool, you'd start to perhaps busk in vent tunes, improvise as you go. Well, no doubt Phil Kelsall did just that. So take your partners for his composition, the Tower Ballroom Tango. Phil Kelsall and his Tower Ballroom Tango, which was published in Phil's only sheet music arrangement book. What about stateside? Well, we're going to go there now and to Lynn Larson, who not only established himself as one of the finest theatre organists, but he also wrote a number of pieces, his more familiar works being Open Your Heart and Stanley. However, this is one of the lesser heard pieces, and it's called Unfinished Dream. And it's being played by Lynn on the 5-manual 34 rank Wurlitzer in the Organ Loft in Salt Lake City.
Thank you.
The beautiful Unfinished Dream, played and composed by Lynn Larson. Picking a track from more recently, and Mark Herman came to mind, who's another organist who has written several pieces in traditional sort of light music novelty fashion, and the next piece is no exception. It's simply called Jarvis. Why Jarvis, you might ask? Well, it's the name of his dog. Simple as that, here's the music. Mark Herman and Jarvis, incidentally from his latest CD on the Embassy Theatre Fort Wayne Page. Back now to the UK and to something a little bizarre. The next tune isn't really a composition per se, but it was written as library music for KPM. It's called The Mighty Wurlitzer, which already is one lie as it's being played on the Odeon Hammersmith Compton. At the keys is Andrew Fenner, and prepare to be bewildered. Thank you. Mighty Wurlitzer, or should that be Komplitzer? Some library music by Andrew Feller. What that might have been used for, I do not know. Next up, and the only piece on the show that's not played on the organ, but for good reason. It's a fantastic piece of light music, very much written in the Robert Farnon style, called Bubble Car. And it's very evocative of that type of car chugging along at high speed. Now, the reason I'm playing it is not only because it's a great piece of music, but it was written by Felton Rapley, who was at one time a fairly well-known organist, but much better at playing classical music on the organ. But he was very well respected as a composer and arranger. So here we go with his Bubble Car. Bubble Car, written by Felton Rapley and played by the Telcast Orchestra and Charles Williams. Here's hoping someone will transcribe that for theatre organ. Now, I promised you a trip into the back catalogue of Heyday compositions and enough a jaunt into mostly the Ricky Hark archive, starting with Joseph Seal. Joe was indeed smart enough when it came to compositions and wrote his own signature tune, meaning he'd get two lots of royalties for every broadcast. This, however, is his Serenades to Marianne, not played at the Regal Kingston, but on BBC Theatre Organ No. 2, that's the Moller, broadcasting in 1962. Thank you. Haunting sounds of Reginald Faulk's ex-touring Moller when it was at Jubilee Chapel in Hoxton, in the very capable hands of Joseph Seal. Time for a Latin track, and here's an old favourite of mine, Dudley Savage's Southern Samba. Dudley Savage, of course, coming from the ABC Plymouth Compton. With Compton in mind, let's travel to another broadcasting combination that was equally famous. That's Gerald Shaw at the Odeon Leicester Square and his stirring march called After the Movies. Thank you. Gerald Shaw's After the Movie at the Odeon Leicester Square, bringing this show to a close. There's one more composition I'd like to slip in at the end, but before I do, just to say that Nigel Ogden will be with you next week with some light music, not on light organs. Well, I'm equally as intrigued as you are. Don't forget, you can like, share, comment, and whatever you want to do on any platform you can find us on, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, you name it, we're probably on it. I said one more composition, and so by now you'll probably want to be home in a hurry. Well, Bobby Pagan certainly thought so. So here he is at Tooting, and I'm off. Bye!